Now, we're just going to break from our normal programming. We will get the latest in business and sport in just a short time. But first, we are keeping a close eye on this story that President Trump is defending his decision to share classified security information with Russia. And just a short time ago, we heard that press conference from H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, talking in Washington. And Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent, joins me on the line. Tell me, What did McMaster say in this press conference?
Well, it was a quite remarkable presentation by H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, standing by the argument that he raised last night, saying that the Washington Post and other newspapers' reporting of what had happened in the Oval Office last week, when it is claimed that Donald Trump leaked highly classified intelligence to the Russians, is false. Once again, H.R. McMaster arguing that Donald Trump didn't share intelligence collection methods or sources with the Russians. But, of course, the Washington Post never asserted that he had done that. Nevertheless, the National Security Advisor said again and again and again that Donald Trump had acted in a wholly appropriate way in the context of the conversation that he was having with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the Russian Ambassador to the United States, Sergei Kislyak. He would not be drawn on the nature of whether Donald Trump had leaked classified information specifically to the Russians, because he said he didn't want to become part of leaking that was taking place. And of course, even though this story is about the President of the United States leaking classified information, he is the same president who has fulminated regularly since he walked into the White House about people inside the White House leaking information to reporters. So there's some irony in all of that. And then H.R. McMaster closed the briefing with an absolutely tantalizing claim, and he left reporters. There was a hubbub in the room afterwards as reporters tried to clarify what he was saying. But take a listen to this.
There are no sensitivities in terms of me or anybody who's been with the president in many of these engagements. He shares information in a way that is wholly appropriate. And I should just make maybe the statement here that the president wasn't even aware, you know, of where this information came from. He wasn't briefed on the source or method of the information either.
Now, that's an extraordinary claim, because it opens up another huge can of worms, Oliver. If the President of the United States didn't know that he was revealing classified information to the Russians, that the United States had not been given permission by the country that supplied the information to release, if he didn't know that, if he's claiming plausible deniability, how can the White House possibly assure America's intelligence sharing partners around the world, including the British government, that this kind of thing won't happen again? That opens up an entirely new chapter on this story, which is going to play out here in the hours ahead.
So, Simon, sounds like a total justification there from H.R. McMaster. What are the political implications of this?
Well, look, the White House is in deep crisis. I mean, make no mistake about it. This is just the latest crisis to envelop the White House, and this one is really, really serious, because it is causing grave concern among Republicans on Capitol Hill. They've looked at the events of the last couple of weeks. I mean, it seems like an age ago, but remember, it was only a matter of days ago now that President Trump suggested that perhaps he's taping his conversations inside the White House. The White House has refused to clarify that claim on Twitter, and they won't say whether or not conversations inside the White House are being recorded by the President of the United States. That was already leading to raised eyebrows among some of those Republicans whose support Donald Trump is really going to need if his presidency in any fashion is going to recover and prosper. Now you've got top Republicans, John McCain, former presidential candidate for the Republican Party, saying they are deeply disturbed by claims that the president has leaked highly classified information. Senator Bob Corker, who sits on the Foreign Intelligence Committee and had up until now been a loyal supporter of Donald Trump, says that the White House is in a downward spiral. Other members of Congress, Republicans, are calling this a crisis. That's not my word, it's their word. And they're there is clearly a growing sense among Republicans on Capitol Hill that this is a White House that is increasingly out of control, just as there will be concern in capitals around the world that if foreign powers share intelligence with the United States, how can they be certain that Donald Trump will respect any restrictions on where that information should be transmitted?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what are the implications for the European intelligence community now?
Well, I think they're vast. I mean, the first question that everyone here is trying to answer is, where is the country? Which country provided this intelligence that Donald Trump, the White House now seems to assert, inadvertently shared with the Russians? It could be Britain. Britain is part of the Five Eyes group, which shares intelligence alongside the United States, Canada, New Zealand and Australia. I'm also being told by one source here that there's a possibility that it was Israel, because the Israeli government had previously expressed concern to US intelligence about whether Donald Trump could be trusted with Israeli secrets and Israeli information. So all over the world, and bear in mind Donald Trump is leaving here on Friday, his first big international trip begins in Saudi Arabia, then goes on to Israel, then meets Pope Francis at the Vatican. All around the world, you've got world leaders who must surely be talking to their intelligence agencies and wondering whether they can, in fact, continue sharing intelligence, given that the National Security Advisor has now told us that Donald Trump was unaware of the gravity of what he was doing in the Oval Office last week.
And just very quickly, Simon, I do just have one last question for you going on from that. This is very much unprecedented, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, look, nothing about what we've been witnessing and reporting here in Washington over the last 4 months has been in any sense normal or precedented. No previous president of the United States, Democrat or Republican, has acted in office the way Donald Trump has acted. And if you put the events of the last few days, the claim about possible taped conversations, the leaking of highly classified information to the Russians, you put that alongside an interview that the president gave to The Economist last weekend, you can find it on The Economist's website, you will see a president of the United States struggling intellectually to do the job that he now is supposed to be doing. And that's why Republicans up on Capitol Hill are getting so very nervous.
OK, thank you very much. Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent, there with the latest on that story.